Whatever approach the new U.S. national security strategy means about the relationship between Moscow and Washington, it seems the two countries are still cooperating on terrorism. As we heard earlier, Vladimir Putin called Donald Trump yesterday to thank the CIA for a tip that Putin says prevented a planned suicide bombing in the Russian city of St. Petersburg. For a reality check on this part of the U.S.-Russia relationship, we spoke with Juliet Kayyem, a former assistant secretary at the Department of Homeland Security. I asked her first about that alleged plot.
So we don't know a lot, but what we do know is that it was an ISIS-inspired attack to target St. Petersburg during the day. So we would have assumed that it would have been high casualty event. And that's basically all we know. One has to believe just from the readouts, two things. One is that the United States might have picked up what we call signal intelligence. In other words, it's unlikely that we have better human intelligence in Russia than the Russians do. And then the second is we just don't know how, how strong organized how imminent this alleged terror attack was. Putin has every reason to come out publicly to arrest people he views as enemies of the state. I think the United States should be more suspicious of that kind of victory lap.
Yeah, and from what you know, Juliet, of the Russian FSB, their intel agency, why wouldn't they have announced this when the plot was foiled a few days ago instead of a phone call from Putin to Trump yesterday?
Yeah, and that's where I think the story gets really curious. And I have to be careful. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist. I just want to lay out what is unusual about this. Intelligence is shared amongst enemies as well as allies for a variety of reasons. We have a mutual interest with Russia in not having ISIS-inspired attacks in either our country or in Russia or anywhere in the world for that matter. So intelligence is being shared sort of across diplomatic lines. So it's we could say, look, we don't like China, but we're going to share intelligence with them, or we don't like Russia and we'll share intelligence with them. So I think to come out so publicly is unique on Putin's part, one, because it wasn't timed to the sort of arrest themselves. It sort of came out of the blue on a Sunday, just a few days after they had had a previous Donald Trump and Putin had had a previous conversation. And it really did disclose at least, you know, the extent to which we are sharing intelligence and may have exposed to ISIS or other terrorist groups the extent to which American intelligence agencies are actually surveying them. Those are all things that you wouldn't normally want out there in the public debate.
And in this day and age, the CIA helping the FSB, does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. I think we have to separate the sort of operational aspects of intelligence, law enforcement, diplomacy with the sort of more sort of, you know, Twittersphere or public diplomacy. Across the board, everyone from first responders to intelligence agents to diplomats are working across the sort of background noise, right? So you could even just think of something like Mexico, right? Lots of political noise about the wall, but the agents in both Mexico and the United States at the border are working cooperatively. And so no surprise here, the same is true across intelligence agencies. Just once again, what is just completely unique, I think that's safe to say, is the extent to which that this would have been disclosed so publicly by not just Putin, but then, of course, Trump, who followed up with a statement as well.
And any thoughts about that? Why this would have been made so public?
No idea. I mean, I think that's where the conspiracy theories walk in about the extent to which this was a real attack, or conspiracy theories about the extent to which Putin sort of drives Donald Trump's agenda, whether it has to do with this or the election or anything else for that matter. And so it's just worth noting, though, that not only was it unique and somewhat ahistorical, but our response, the United States response, was very unsophisticated. In a statement by the White House following up on what Putin had disclosed, we sort of buy into his narrative. And in fact, the press release or the statement ends with an exclamation point, you know, a job well done exclamation point, which sounds like it's coming from Donald Trump's mouth. That lack of sophistication also makes this more and more curious. And also just it's worth noting that autocrats like Putin utilize fear and the threat of internal unrest to gain more power. And I think that the United States should be mature, sophisticated enough, should have their eyes wide open, that we won't fall into that narrative. And I think with Donald Trump's statement, we clearly fell into that narrative.
former Assistant Secretary at Homeland Security, Juliette Kayyem. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.